Let's check the weather forecast now with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible. Eric, the winds have been really pretty high this week. It's been dry, and it's been unusual in our area that there have been so darn many field fires, and they run really fast. That's just part and parcel, I guess, of what weather conditions have been like here.
Yeah, so leading up to those fires midweek this week, we had, looking back over the last month, we were sitting well below about 20% of normal precipitation on midsection of the state. And so what ended up happening was a deep low was taking shape here over the Great Lakes, and it was drawn in quite a bit of air. So we were seeing wind speeds middle of this week that were, 30 to 40 miles an hour, gusting faster than that straight out of the south. And it doesn't take much when you're that dry to really get a fire going, and then it moves very, very quickly. There was also some large fires in Colorado as well that actually spread smoke from Colorado clear to Missouri. So this was a week where the windy conditions really increased fire threat across the midsection of the country. But now those winds, of course, have changed direction, and they're now out of the northwest.
Yeah, and then they brought a little rain with them. Not much, but some. Gray sky yesterday, too.
Yeah, that that was kind of the problem. We weren't able up to this point to get decent moisture out of the atmosphere, but things are changing here in the near term as this pattern reestablishes itself over the center part of North America that possibly will increase our chances of rainfall as we get into next week. And then even looking out into the week that follows that, which will really be toward the end of the month of October, we will have a better chance at being wetter than average during that time period, which is going to be a major shift over what we had been seeing so far this harvest season.
I made note, because my daughter lives in Fargo, that they'll have beans in the teens, and by that I mean somewhere in the tens by the weekend. She's going to get cold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So what's happening right now is that flanking North America are two large ridges. So one goes up into the North Atlantic, the other goes up in the North Pacific. And as a result of that, the cold air that's normally in those places is shoved into the middle part of North America. And so, yeah, it's going to be very chilly. There'll be some overnight low temperatures, as you said, down there in the teens and in the high plains. And we're expecting snow through there, accumulating snow. Nothing like we saw a year ago where they had a massive blizzard that put down 2 feet of snow in North Dakota on October 13th and 14th. But some snow coming in that area to deal with. Now, we won't see the white stuff here just yet, but we will be getting some of those chillier temperatures. But thankfully, the cold air isn't going to penetrate too far, so it's not going to be unbearable just yet.
You mentioned rainfall next week here. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I'm watching very carefully starting Sunday for a boundary, a stationary boundary, and imagine that, but they don't move. And it's going to sit here for a lot of midweek next week. And I think we could possibly get multiple chances of getting some rainfall on it. So my recommendation is if you have the ability to get out and get field work done, now I would move, because the chances of seeing some rain that could chase us out of the fields next week is there. So that'd be my advice based on the weather right now.
Hey, have you looked forward into the winter yet and have any idea what that might look like for us?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I have. At this point, all signals point toward the La Nina kind of dominating the background state of things. Now, remember, during winter, we have what we call these subseasonal things that fluctuate. And one of the big ones is the polar vortex. And there's just no way right now that we could even tell you what it was going to do. But what I will tell you is that when we typically have La Nina events like this, it tends to bring in more colder air across the northern tier of the United States. We get a lot of clipper systems. And it also gives us a pretty active storm track through the Ohio River Valley. But the United States seems to be split during La Nina years, with very cold air north, but also pretty mild and dry patterns south. So to be honest, the thing I'm most concerned about this winter is actually what's going to happen to the drought in Texas through New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma. That, I think, is probably the most important thing for us to be watching as we go through winter for possible drought development.
Speaking of drought, it's been really dry in parts of South America, so much so that they have not really gotten a good start on soybean sowing. I wonder what those rainfalls will look like when they come in, because if I remember correctly, it's very seasonal and monsoonal, so might they just be too heavy for them to plant when they actually get started?
Yeah, that's going to be the concern. So we're already, you know, in some places, we're a month behind in getting this crop in. They could have started back on the 15th of September. And as a result of the drought that's been there and the overprediction of rain from the models, it's just not come in. The rains have just been slow. We've got pretty robust signals, though, that as we get through the next 7 days and then into week two, the rains are going to come back. And now the models are actually advertising much wetter than average conditions. So here comes the concern, now that they've waited to get the moisture in the soil, that they're going to be getting too frequent a rainfall to move as quickly as they'd want to move. And remember, monsoons typically start in like fits and spurts. And so we're going to have to see if this is problematic, because if we're still talking about this, Todd, and it's November the 5th, November the 10th, that time frame, we've got a pretty serious problem on our hands that's going to last not only through this soybean crop, but then into the safrinha corn and cotton crops that will be something major newsworthy, I think, to be talking about here.
Speaking of noteworthy, the Black Sea has been dry, like the hard red winter wheat areas in the United States for sowing of wheat. What are conditions like there?
Well, they're not improving. While much of the rest of Western Europe has seen very wet conditions and major swings in temperature, we just can't seem to kick these troughs far enough to the east to be bringing in meaningful rainfall to that Black Sea region. So looking there, it's way behind on moisture. And every time we get precipitation coming through, it's just enough to maybe wet things, but nothing soaking in. And that's problematic for that winter wheat crop getting planted there.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agripol.